This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Justice Department review of the Russia probe is now a criminal investigation. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
What was an administrative review of the Russia investigation is now a formal criminal inquiry by the Department of Justice. That's according to a person familiar with the investigation who spoke to the Associated Press on Thursday. The person spoke on condition of anonymity and was not authorized to discuss the ongoing matter publicly. President Donald Trump has repeatedly characterized the Russia investigation as a witch hunt and railed against Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Congressional Republicans have long sought answers about how the Russia investigation started in the first place. Mike Gracia, Washington.
More than 25 million Californians are under a warning for wildfires in both the northern and southern parts of the state. Hot, dry winds are making it difficult for firefighters to battle those blazes. One fire alone destroyed an entire town, forcing about 2,000 residents to evacuate. Los Angeles County Fire Chief Daryl Osby on KABC-TV said winds could contribute to fires spreading and more residents need to be ready to evacuate.
If you've not been evacuated, stay vigilant. Watch the news. Pay attention to fire behavior because these things can occur quickly. And the number one objective as it relates to our department is life safety. Allow our firefighters to get in there to protect your homes and focus on line containment.
Gusts up to 97 kilometers an hour could also knock dry tree branches into active power lines and spark wildfires. The exact cause of the latest fires are unknown, but forecasters blame them in part on dry conditions made worse by hot winds that blow west from the desert. They say they expect the windy conditions to ease in the north but remain intense in the south until sometime over the weekend. This is VOA News. U.S. military planners are backing President Donald Trump's call to protect oil fields in Syria, both from the Islamic State terror group and other potential adversaries. A defense official said late Thursday the U.S. was working to reinforce the position of U.S. troops still in Syria in coordination with Syrian Democratic Force partners. The official said that the effort would include sending additional military assets to the region. The official declined to share specifics, but news reports said that the Pentagon was considering the use of tanks or light armored vehicles. Separately, Syria said Thursday that Turkish forces and their allies had attacked Syrian forces in the northeastern part of the country. Also, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said three of its fighters were killed with Turkish-backed forces. The United Nations said Thursday that almost 180,000 people had been displaced since the start of the Turkish incursion into Syria. Ursula Mueller, the Assistant Secretary General for Humanitarian Affairs, told the UN Security Council New York that also includes children who have had to flee to the border.
In the last 2 weeks, almost 180,000 people, including close to 80,000 children, have fled south from the border areas between Turkey and Syria.
All sides have said that they are abiding by a ceasefire as they implement a Russian-Turkish agreement that divides up the border region. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence criticized American companies for selling out U.S. values to protect their access to China's profitable markets in a speech on trade Thursday. Pence singled out Nike and the National Basketball Association for ignoring the abuses of the Chinese Communist Party. VOA's Sladissa Hoke reports.
Pence said some U.S. companies are kowtowing to its repressive government.
Nike stores in China actually removed their Houston Rockets merchandise from their shelves to join the Chinese government in protest against the Rockets general manager's seven-word tweet, which read, "Fight for freedom, stand with Hong Kong."
That tweet was soon deleted, but Chinese television canceled its coverage of NBA games, causing some financial losses to the league. U.S. President Donald Trump has criticized athletes he perceives as disrespectful to the country or his office. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
And meanwhile, Joshua Wong, the 23-year-old face behind Hong Kong's ongoing anti-government protest, once again defiant as he parked himself in front of the Legislative Council complex to announce that he is one of only 1,000 people running for council that's yet to be approved. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.